Vabbè, apro un po' il lampino.
She's Sakul Lakudish. Today, by Sivan, we speak a bit about the Nune de Yoime. The Torah writes in Pashas Yisroi, Bechoydesh HaShlishi, it's heist na Asrul Meretz Mitzroim, Beyoim HaZei, Buhe Mit Besinai. Vait Rashi, what's the solution Beyoim HaZei? It should have said, Beyoim HaHi, we're speaking about that day, which Beyoim HaZei means to kill it today, Beyoim HaHi, Buhe Mit Besinai. Torah teaches us that Torah has to be b'yoyim hazeh, every day has to be as chatzur, it's a new Torah, keila Torah is a new Torah, nish ka'alta Torah. The Koshetz Magid learns from these words, b'yoyim hazeh, who will be Sinai. The Torah comes to teach us that the Matan Torah wasn't a historic event that happened so many thousands of years ago, but b'yoyim hazeh, b'yoyim mit Sinai. Every single year, when we reach Chodesh Sivan, Chodesh and Bais Sivan, Til, Shvius, as we wait, we have to realize that the Matan Torah is something that repeats itself every single year. B'yoyim hazeh, b'yoyim hazeh, b'yoyim hazeh, chedushim, ke'ele hayoyim nitni, means that the Torah is given every single year. Says the Chodesh Magid, so a person should take the parasha, Parashas Yisroel, and he should learn the parasha every day, see what happened then, B'shas Matan Torah, and should realize the same thing is Negaya to our man today. Today is Bais Sivan, so we have to learn the parasha and see what the parasha teaches us about Bais Sivan. The first thing is we find the Torah, Rashi brings it down there in Parashas Yisroel, V'yisim refidim v'yachni b'midba. Says Rashi, L'hakish siyuson, L'hakish siyuson, B'yuson b'midbasina, L'siyuson refidim. Ma b'yuson b'midbasina b'tshiva, Yin t'tshiva. Rashi tells us Yin t'tshiva. Where do we see Yin t'tshiva? Yin came to Bar Sinai, says Rashi, L'hakish b'yuson b'midbasina, L'siyuson refidim, B'yuson b'har Sinai. Ma b'yuson b'har Sinai b'tshiva, after this was written by Shiva. How do we know that they made Shiva here in Midbar Sinai? From the Forshim Leim Pshat, Ayichen Shom Yisroel Neged Oho, says Rashi, Keish Eichot Belev Eichot, the Yidin were Beachtes, is a Rai, the Yidin did Shiva. If they were Beachtes, is a Rai, they did Shiva, that wouldn't Beachtes. Because the whole Yidin of Machloikis comes from the Yetzer Hara. If the Yidin felt like one, they felt united, is a Rai, there was no Yetzer Hara, they did Shiva, and you saw them saying with Shiva. So the first thing was the Tshiva. What's Pshat V'yichas Yisroel Neged Ohar? V'yichas Sham Yisroel, the Yidin came to Midbar Sinai. V'yichas Sham Yisroel, and they rested. What's Neged Ohar? So according to this Pshat, according to the way Rashi learns Pshat, that in and of V'yichas means Achtes Tshiva. What's Neged Ohar? So you could learn Pshat. It's a famous word. The Sfur bring down. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Soite, Lo'oilam yilmed udam bedas koinoi. A person should learn from the das of the Eibishter. The Eibishter, all the big mountains, the Har Tuvoi and the Har Carmel, they all came to the Eibishter and they said, it's proper to give the Torah on a big Har. A Torah is a big Torah. A Torah is a Torah that the Malach Hashus wanted to have, and the Eibishter agreed to give it on this world, but it should be given on the biggest mountain. Al Har Tuvah, Har Carmel. Da habe ich gesagt, Lomo Teratzlin, Hurim Gavnin, und Pusik Tehillim, Kapitel Samaches. Wow, Lomo, why are you dancing, Hurim Gavnin, and Gavnin, das heißt, Gmura, Luschen, Gebein, das ist, ja, ja, wir mim. Since you're boasting, you begave, it's a mim. Hohor, Chumad, Lekim, Leshiftoi, Hashem, Davke, Cho, the Mount Sinai, the small, humble, hard to show to teach us la oil has said gemu so to la oil yelmed udam das koinoi she nie khil left ha hurem va gruas ve hishre she nu so al har sinai so a person should live from our sinai to be humble to be vanova meile da ich schon mir ruhe ich nur schat why would even beacht es nege do ho they saw the mountain they saw the har sinai they saw the ibish is giving the toira on the har sinai which is a number Aloha, what a big ha. So from then, from that they learned the middle sanova, and that's why they became beachtes. The Mephoshim writes, the Shizlaivi writes, Moshe kibbel teure Messinai. Moshe kibbel teure Messinai. Moshe kibbel teure Makunish Burchi. Moshe kibbel teure Messinai. Says the Shizlaivi, Moshe Rabbeini, Bashar's the Irish came to Moshe Rabbeini and told him to go to Mitzrayim and to rescue the Yidin from Mitzrayim. A whole week he was arguing, no, he didn't want, he's Banova, Mi Anoichi. And here, the Matan Teure, the Irish calls him and he agrees. Why before Bashar's Mitzrayim he was arguing, he was Banova, and why here did he agree straight away? Says the Christian Levi, he saw the Irish as giving the Torah on the smallest mountain. Oh, the Irish chooses the smallest person to give the smallest mountain to give the Torah. Okay, so I'm also worthy of being the lowest Torah because I'm the smallest deed. Bashasi was sent to Mitzrayim. He thought, why are you choosing me? Because I'm great. They want to go. But Moshe Kibbel Torah, why was Shemayin and Maskev to become a Torah? Mi Sinai. He saw the Irish that chose the lowest mountain to give the Torah. And so, other Rabbi, I'm talking worthy of giving the Torah because the Irish wanted to give the Torah through the lowest place. So the Kasha is asked. Bizoi? The Irish gave the Torah the lowest place in Har Sinai. Mine is the lowest person as well. Yeah. So now, the question is asked, if the Mount Sinai teaches us in a Vanova, maybe the Irish should give the Torah in a valley. Maybe in a valley? Why is that kind of, on a small mountain? The Har Carmel? No, the Irish wants to show the Miches. If the Irish wants to show that the person should be humble, maybe better to give the Torah in a low valley. Mamash, a low valley. Why Har Sinai? Here's the Teretz. The second day, by 7, in Moshe Ulu Elo Lekim. Moshe Rabbeini went Elo Lekim, V'yikru Ayle Hashem, Minu Ho Laimoy, Koi Soyme Elo Bnas Yaakov. The whole parasha of Ezra, Erechav Neshurem, Am Segilu, the whole parasha of Yisme Eskilu, Mnes Kahanu V'goy Kudosh. When a person is humble, there's always a skuna, there's always a danger. A person who feels low, a person makes a cheshbon nefesh, and he realizes he's sinned, he's done a virus. This can bring a person to be batzvus. And chash v'shulem, that anuva should bring a person to atzvus. The Heilige Noam Lemelech writes this week's Sedra. V'daba Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai. The Eibush spoke to Moshe Rabbeini, b'midbar Sinai, to teach the Yidin, they should learn from Sinai, to be low, to be humble like Sinai. But the person should never has a shulam through the anuva. He'll fall into atzvus. He'll feel he's not worthy. He'll feel he's nothing, not important. No, but oyel moyait, moyel lushin yomtiv, moyadim is manim. Although a person should learn from Sinai to be low, to be banuva, but oyel moyel, a person should stay in the tent of moyel of yomtiv. A person should still be besimcha. How is that shaykh? How is it shaykh? A person makes a cheshbon nefesh, and he sees that he's so far from Hashem. He sees he has to do tshiva. He sees his learning his shvistavtzazan, his davening his shvistavtzazan, his middas, his shmiras hanayim, different things. He makes a cheshbon nefesh. He makes tshiva. So you say, well, be v'simcha. How is it shaykh to be v'simcha? Teretz is shastira. A person should realize, avada, can say that he is sin, that he is Shiva, or we should still realize the Eibishter likes him, and the Eibishter chose Klal Yisrael, and he chose nation, and everything the person does is Chushev Hashem, and the person can be Goyim as Simcha with the Eibishter. That's the second day. Vayikru, Moshe Ulu Ele Lekim, Taki Moshe Rabbeini, who learned from Sinai to be humble, but straight away Moshe Ulu Ele Lekim. Because he was humble, he was able to be nisala, to be close like Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'yikvayl Hashem minu hor. Because you've learned from the hor, because you've learned from the Mount Sinai, to be humble, that's a ket. And the more a person is humble in Gashmias, the more a person is humble in his body, in his Gashmias, the more the Shomer gets elevated. And he has to be simple as the Shomer. The whole being humble is only beside the goof. The goof is humble. But chas v'shur, a person should be humble and think, I'm nothing, I'm nobody, I've sinned so much, so I'm yish. Chas v'shulam, whatever madrage you are, however low you are, adrabe, the more you realize that your goof is the gashmiest, the more you realize to be humble, the more you bash with counsel, the more your neshama gets elevated, and you should be semaich with your neshama, with your chalik kaim amal, and you should realize that the neshama is very very beloved by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the koyach of the neshama is so great, the Eibishter kevayochel waits for your mitzvahs. The Eibishter gets happy through your mitzvahs, and a person realizes that his besimcha. It's koyach soim lebayis Yaakov straight away. Yesterday the Yid came to Midbar Sinai. I mean the tshiva, so now it's a pachad. Maybe they'll fall into a yish by being humble. No, koyach soim lebayis Yaakov tish kal Yisrael as vos. As we esu eschama come for the shurim, you'll be very high. You're very high. For we eschama lo, you're close to me, and you'll be amsa gile and next kind of a goy kudish. That's why the Torah was given on a bag Sinai, not in the valley. In the valley, we might think anova, complete anova. No, has to be taken anova, humble, or by a bag Sinai to teach. I feel you're humble. That's to be a gava. When the more a person is humble, begashmias, the more he can be samayach bechelko, chelko neshoma, and be begava and realize how Kodesh Baruch Hu waits for his mitzvahs and ma'asim toivim. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Paites, Omer Reb Shimon ben Levi, Beshu Sheule Moshe Lemurim. When Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Lemurim the first time, today, by Sim, Motzo LaKodesh Baruch Hu, Shoyoy Koshe Kesurim Loisius. He saw HaKodesh Baruch Hu was writing tagim on the Oisius of Torah, he was writing tagim, crowns. Moshe Rabbeinu comes in, doesn't say a word. He didn't say hello. He said hello for the Eibishter. Omer le Moshe, Ein Shule Be'irchu. In your place, there's no hello. Why is there hello? Omer le Fudu Boi Nishloile. Klim Yesh Eved. She Nois Shule Ben Rabboi. I say hello to the Boi Nishloile. Omer le No. Hoi Lechul Azraini. Please help me. You see, I'm working hard. I'm writing tagim. Help me. Says Rashi. Tell me, Havatzluche, give me a bruche. Say, Havatzluche. This is a new lesson from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Grosha Eibishter, and I'm Messinai, I'm so humble. I'm here to give say hello to the Eibishter. I'm here to help the Eibishter. Beyond, straight away. Moshe Rabbeinu said the Pusik, the Atu Yigdal Nu Koyach Hashem Kashe Debartu Laimoy. What's Pshat? Says the Mashur. This was a new lesson for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, today on Bais Sivan, learned a new lesson. That although a Yid meant to be humble, faket, you're humble, your guf is humble, and then your neshama gets elevated, at kedai kach, the Hashem waits from you, that you should help Hashem. We call this without our cycle Gashmi. The Eibishter created the Metzius in the world, that a Yiddish and a Shomer, Kibayuchel, has got a relationship with the Eibishter, with his words, he can Kibayuchel give a koyach to the Eibishter. And please, give me a bruch, Hashem Yibatzlich. So, what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Atu Yigdalu koyach Hashem. May Hashem's koyach become strong. It should be great. Kashi Nebartu Laimoy, says Marshu. Pschatten die Gemurre. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Eibishter, Yigdal nu koich Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu gives a bruch to the Eibishter, your koich should be great. Yeah. Kashe de baratu laimoi. You told me to talk. Kashe de baratu. You said to me laimoi. I should tell you a tatsluche. This is a new lesson from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Eibishter says to Moshe Rabbeinu, hoylech olazreini. You see, I'm working hard. I'm a soifer. I'm writing tagim. You come in, you're quiet. You don't say hello. You don't say, be matzliach. Tell me hatsluche. Is that the case? Is the case that the Shumah of a Yid gives the Eibishter a brucha? Is that the case? Is that the matzav matan? Yes, that's matan Torah. If so, v'atu, now, yigdal nu koich Hashem, I give you a brucha, your koich should be great, I give you a brucha. How could I say that? Kashi debayot tu laimoi, you told me to say that, says the Mashu Pshat in the Gemurah. This is a gewaltig lesson. No wonder that by Sivn is called Yoyim HaMeyiches. Today it's called Yoyim HaMeyiches. Because by Sivn, the day after they came to Midbar Sinai, the Yidden before Matan Torah learned a new lesson. Avad, you have to be humble, you have to do tshiva. But through that, Adrabah, your Neshama is elevated. Ad kedai kach, that you can be Moisev Koyach to the Eibishter. This is not a Zoya Kudish, this is not a Pesaria Kudish, it's a Gemurah that by Tesla Medalev in Beset the Shabbos, that teaches us that Hashem created a Zasot Masav. We can't understand that with our cycle, because we know Hashem rules the world, we're nothing, Hashem is everything. But nevertheless, Hashem, Begoydel, Tvinusoi, made the Matzav in the world, that Yiddish Neshama, through his Torah and Tvile, can give to the Eibishter a Koyach, Kibayuchu. And the Eibishter Kibayuchu, like Begashmus, we see a child and a father, a child can give Hanua to his father, a child can give a Koyach, an energy to a father. Kibayuchu, the Eibishter created the Matzav, that Klal Yisrael, a relationship with the Eibishter, through the mitzvahs, they give a Koyach to the Eibishter. As Shatan Zoya Kudosh, the Pusik in Tehillim, Kni, Ois lelikim, says the Zohar, you should give parnusa for the Eibishter. Yisrael mefarnesim la'aviyam shem ha-shamayim. So gewaltige, this is the Zohar Kudish. Ni ois lelikim. I heard a wonderful story of Rabbi Zriel Taub, Zichron Livracha. He was here in Manchester, he was here in this hall, I heard it here. I heard it a few times from him. It's also written in his Sfurim, it's printed in his Sfurim. And every time I repeat the story, I'm chizik. Every time. And it's evolving limit. It's the same idea we're speaking now. We know the idea from the Sfurim, but we don't live with it. We don't feel worthy of thinking to ourselves that we can give Kurt Hashem. Okay, we see it in the Sfurim, we see the Gemura, but we can't live with it. And Bezriel Toba brought out this point in such a beautiful way. Mamish, after I hear his words, now I understand the Gemura, now the Gemura speaks to me as well. Not only to Tzadikim, not only to Moshe Rabbeinu. There was a story as follows. There was a child who lived in a family, a broken family. The mother died, the father remarried, and the child, I think the son, who was finding it difficult with his new stepmother, and wasn't going good in school, and the child started, lost the chayshik in being an el-chayit. He's having problems with Shmiras Shabbos, problems with davening, problems with kashrus, problems with other things. He was drifting off, and the father was struggling, and he went to different machanchim, and psychologists that tried to speak to him, to work with him, wasn't working. So he tried everything. So let me try him. Bezriel Taub was a very famous Chayin Levrucha. He was a very famous machanach. He used to make Shabbatons. Let me speak to Bezriel Taub. So he spoke to him. So Rabbi Zriel said to him, you know what, I'll have a try. I'll ask Hashem Spur to help me. This week Shabbat I'm making a Shabbaton in a hotel in America. Let this child come to us for Shabbos and we'll try our best. We'll ask Yatan Ishmael. This boy came for Shabbos. So I remember telling the story as follows. Friday night, we were sitting in the lobby, he says, the lobby of the hotel. And we were speaking about Matan Torah, about Maaseh Bereishis, Tchias HaMaisim, all these different concepts that Rabbi Zriel Taub loved to talk about. And this child, this boy, was sitting there. And in the middle of the Shmi, in the middle of the Drusha, he goes to this Rebbe, to Rabbi Zriel Taub, says, excuse me, Rebbe, yeah, what would you like? I'd like to ask permission to leave, to go outside in the courtyard, outside in the air, fresh air outside. Wow, what's wrong? Is there stuff here? No. I'd like to have a cigarette. I need a cigarette. So please allow me to get out, to go outside. So this Zriel Taub, on the second, he has to have the right sheet, he has to have, please give me the right answer. It's a famous story. I'm sure it's famous, but I'm repeating it again because it's such a big chizik. Says Rabbi Toba, imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a smoker. Imagine Hashem was a smoker. And imagine Hashem forgot to bring his cigarettes. He's a smoker. And he forgot to bring his cigarettes. He spoke in a very push solution. And Hashem says to you, Yankele, please can you give me a cigarette? Can you treat me with a cigarette? Would you treat Hashem with a cigarette? If Hashem would ask me a cigarette, I wouldn't treat him with a cigarette. I'd give him a whole box of cigarettes. Treat him. Don't smoke and give him the cigarette. Treat Hashem with a cigarette. This was a new concept for this boy, a new concept for me as well. Till now, this boy felt the Torah is a difficult Torah. It's with something the person, it makes pressure for the person, don't do this, don't do that. And I'm always wrong, I'm always not doing the right thing, and I'm a failure. Sure, that was the feeling of this young boy. That's why he was going different paths. All of a sudden, he realizes that he is the poet. He is the Tsar, he is the one who gives the cigarettes. Hashem is the one who knocks on the door and asks for the cigarette. Hashem is the Nitzchak Kivayuchel. Hashem needs a warm coffee. Hashem needs a roof on his head. And he's the one who can give it to Hashem. Hashem, I'm the one who can grant Hashem Hanua. Zecha would do it. He felt elevated. He felt on top of the moon. And this whole Shabbos he was carrying on to repeat this word. Same night, he had the option either to go up with the steps on the third floor or to take the elevator. Normally you take the elevator. He says, no, I'll treat Hashem. I'll go by steps. And then in the middle of Shabbos, he says to Rabbi Zriel, I'm treating him all day long. I'm giving so many treats to Hashem. Motzei Shabbos is a full balshiva. It's a full balshiva. It's such a stark avot. But we feel distant from this idea, this concept that we can treat Hashem. We feel distant because we're taught the truth is that Hashem is everything and we're nothing. We're only a frail, gashmistic of a person. Abba, the truth is that the more we are unaf, the more we don't live with our gashmistic body and we connect to our neshama is a chayrik and a kaya for the Eibishter. And Hashem created a matzav where we can grant hanua for the Eibishter. And if a person lives this way, a person has got an asori neshmiras anai. I always say, there's three ways how a person can overcome the sword of Shmiras Anayim, guarding one's eyes. One way is, I'm not allowed to look, it's an Issa. I'm not allowed to, but the Torah doesn't allow me. It's a fight, it's a struggle, it's a strain. I'm not allowed to. The person goes in the airport, full of gashmistic things around him, he can stray around with his eyes and look wherever he wants. And he, no. I'm not allowed to, I'm an Erchiv, that's pastish, it's not nice. Look here, look there, it's not nice. I'm doing the wrong thing. Feeling guilty. Feeling pressure. That's one way. A second way would be, is it worthwhile for me to make my eyes dirty with gashmistik? This kind of moral things. I have eyes. My eyes can see the Torah. My feelings can feel Shabbos. My feelings can feel Hashem. Is it worthwhile to make my neshama blemished? And I lose all these gewaltig advantages in the Kedusha of my Neshama. It's not worthwhile. This is more a positive way of dealing with Shmiras Anayim. And every time I overcome an Asur of Shmiras Anayim, I feel happy. I feel, Baruch Hashem, I've made my Neshama more holy. The more I have a struggle, the more I overcome it, my Neshama has become more highly, more holy. So I'm dealing with my Shmiras Anayim with a positive manner. It's very nice. But behind that is, a third madraig is, Hashem is Baruch, gives me so much God. Let me give Nachasri for the Eibishter. Let me make Hashem happy. You know how jolly he'll be when I will close my eyes now. You know how Hashem will dance with Simcha if I will keep myself back from this Avaya. I will overcome this Nesoyin. I will do this Mitzvah. You know how Hashem is happy when I come to Shul. I don't speak of davening. But a person can say, I'm not allowed to speak, I'm not allowed to keep myself back. Oh, it's not worthwhile speaking, my neshama will be elevated. No, a third way. Hashem, I have an opportunity to make Hashem happy. It's a positive way to say, if a person lives with this, I can grant Hashem a cigarette. I can grant Hashem tefillin. I can grant Hashem a midah toiva. I'm a giver. I'm the Lord, and I'm giving kibyuchel. This is a reiter Schkufe. It's a chilschiger Schkufe. It's a reiter Schkufe. They go, Hoi, Rulaz Raimi. You should help me. But Rabbeinu, you see Hashem is working, writing the Targum. Help me. Say me what's lier. Yigl kweir Hashem kash de batu laimoy. This was the limit of Yom HaMichas. The Yom HaMichas taught us today that we have to do tshiva, that's the first thing. But when the tshiva should bring us to a madrage of Yom HaMichas with the biggest yachs in the world. There's a pusik in Novi, in Hashaya. Sois usis b'Hashem. Says the Klishis Laivi, Sois, my biggest simcha is usis b'Hashem, that I can make Hashem happy. Sois, I'm so happy. Usis b'Hashem, I can make Hashem happy. A person can make Hashem happy. It's the biggest simcha. We find a very interesting Rabbeinu Yoina. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that he advised that the only chodesh that we can make chodesh me'ibah is chodesh uda. No other chodesh can be me'ibah, can be a leap year, only uda. So the Rabbeinu goes through all the chadushim and he explains why each chodesh can't be a chodesh me'ibah. So he says, why can't chodesh iya be me'ibah? Why can't chodesh be me'ibah? Says Rabbeinu Yoida, if Chodesh Iyar be Me'ibah, it'll be more than 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos, because it'll be Nisan, Iyar Aleph, Iyar Bais, then Sivan. But Meile, it'll be Vuf Sivan, it'll be more than 50 days from Pesach. Think the Achroinim, Faket. Shavuos is not connected to the day of the month. Shavuos is connected to 50 days after Pesach. If Chazal would make Iyar Bais, Shavuos will be Vuv Iyar Bais. What's the problem? Why did the Rabbeinu say that if you have a leap year of 2 years? Nissen. Iyar Bais. Says, ask the Achroinim, what's the Rabbeinu? Rabbeinu says, why can't you make a leap year? 2 years, it'll be too long Sfira. So long not to hear music, so many days not to hear music, not shaving your beef, so many days, it's so difficult. So, no Iyar Bais. Fregen the Achroinim, the Shemes. The din of Shviz is 50 days. If you have Iyar Bais, what's the problem? No. Although Shavuos is not connected with the day of the month, it can be Vov Iyar, it can be High Iyar, Vov Sivan, High Sivan, Zayin Sivan, it's not connected. But it has to be Sivan. But Chodesh HaShlishi, it has to be Sivan. As the Gemara says, Brech Achmuna, blessed Hashem, the year of learning given, Ogin Tlesua, third, a Torah, which is gedittled, but Yachet Tlesua, the Torah has to be given Dafke, Chodesh Sivan. So although 50 days can be either high sim, or wolf sim, or zayin sim, depends how mula chusa, or it has to be sim. And if it would be a leap year of 2 years, it would have to be chodesh sim, not chodesh year. Why? Why is Hashem makpidish be a toyer chodesh sim? So they bring from the Zohar Kodesh. Mazel sim te'imim. The mazel of te'imim, the mazel of sim is like a twin. That's the mazel of sim. The Torah was given in the month of twins to teach a Yid that when Hashem gave Torah for Klal Yisrael, we became twins with Hashem. Like twin brothers have the same nature. Like twin brothers have the same feeling. If Reuven and Shimon are two twins, and Reuven is not feeling well, Shimon feels not well, and vice versa. It's a special connection, a special mazel that connects two twins. The Torah had to be given by the Sim to teach us. The Torah was given in a month when we became Kibyuchel twins, Kibyuchel, with Shem Yisburach. And especially in Gulas, a person should realize that when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his feeling should be that I bring Simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Noam Lemelech writes in the Parshas Vayayeshev that in Gulas times, Kibyuchel, the Shechina is Kibyuchel like in Gulas as well. And Kibyuchel, like somebody who's feeling sick, feeling unwell, and you bring him some besumim, to smell the besumim, and to bring back, to revive the person from his chalushes, from fainting. Kibyuchel says Rabbi Meilich in Pasach Vayayeshev, I want to bring the lush, I'll have that for me now. The Shechina, Kibyuchel in Gulas is fate. fainted, Chavyuchu. The Shechina is fainted. And when the Yidin do Mitzvahs and Masam Toivim, the Keile giving Gubesumam to the Eibishter to revive the Shechina. Also ich hatte nur mit der Welt, Pasha Vayayishev. And the Eibishter comes and he sits outside the windows and the doors of the Besmedrish. And he inhales the Reich Nechoyach of Teure Lishma, the Yidin learn. It revives him, says the Rebbe Meilich. It's unbelievable. It's a word that Lechoyre, if a person wouldn't learn Teure, if a person is not about Teure, it's Keile Apikosis. Of a cat. The Halikdash is live, he writes twice in the cipher. If a person doesn't believe in this concept of Pni always let it come, if a person doesn't believe that he can give Kurta Kodesh Buchi, he's a Pekoiris, a cat. A part of a minute is to realize that Hashem is the ruler of the world. We're nothing. Abba, the more we realize we are nothing, we won't connect with our neshama. Hashem made the possibility that through our masim we can grant Trita Kodesh Baruch Hu mitzvahs masim toivim like twins and even more than twins. It's like Kaila, somebody's knocking on the door and asking for help. The whole world is a world of apikosis. Nobody in the world really cares about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. A yid, a shem tov mitzvah, should be happy and glicklich that he's the one in the world, he's a part of the world, who still realize who Hashem is, and they can make him happy. And tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't worry HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are still Yidin who care about you, there are still Yidin who want to make you happy. And every mitzvah we do, we make Hashem happy. I think this mushel of the cigarettes of Rabbi Zriel Tobe is so powerful. Whenever a person feels low, whenever a person feels meyish, a person feels that I'm not worthy of doing mitzvahs, the chizik should be, I'm worthy, Hashem will become happy. I want to make Hashem happy. Never mind about myself. I want to make Hashem happy. And I feel a person who feels humble, a person should still realize I can give Hashem a koyach, says the Kedushas Levi, the Pusik in Parsha Aikev. Va'atu mu Hashem elekeichu shoyl me'emoch, ki'im liyehu. Says the Kedushas Levi as follows. Va'atu Mu Hashem El Kech Shoel Bemoch. Mu means nothing. Hashem wants you, Mu, you should be Aunah. Mu Hashem El Kech Shoel Bemoch. Hashem asks you, be humble, be Mu, be nothing. Ki Im, but Yeru, when it comes to Yerushamayim, don't be humble then. When it comes to Yerushamayim, then you should realize for Ked. And if you don't believe that, then it's Kfir, it's Apikosis. A person doesn't believe in the Kodesh of a Yid, it's Apikosis. So a person goes humble, he's humble. He feels he's sinned, he feels there's no good. And then you tell him, you do a mitzvah, Hashem will be on the top of the moon. You'll help Hashem, you'll make him happy, you make him a Samayach. Well, speak to me, Apikosis. For Ked, wherever you are, Hashem, Freilich, doch a Yid. I want to conclude, noch a word. This week's Seder of Feinde Av Teure, V'hoyu Mitzvah B'nai Yisroel, K'choyah Shalom Yisufa, like Sunday can't count. Feinde Gemurah Tzestiche, V'hoyu Mitzvah B'nai Yisroel, Mashmah, there'll be a number. K'choyah Shalom Yisufa means they can't count it, Tzestiche. Either you can count it or you can't count it. Tzestiche. Says the Gemurah, Kam Bizman She'oysim U'tzor Shemukim, then you can't count the Eden. And this Kam Bizman She'oysim U'tzor Shemukim. So, Pasuk of the Gemara is, if a person does a Rutsu Rutsu Hashem, the Yidin, they become multiplied, there's no money minion. But if they don't do such a Kasu Shulam, then they're less, you can't count. That's the way Pasuk of the Gemara. The Noemel Amechel is Pinfaket. When Yidin don't do Rutsu Hashem, you're not allowed to count them. When they do Rutsu Hashem, you're allowed to count them. What's Pshat? But Amistan, you're not allowed to count Yidin. Why not? Ki atem hama'at mikol amim. We're the most, we're the least of the whole world. By counting Klal Yisrael, you're showing that we're the least. So if we're the least, the concept of bittul barav. So when you don't serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu, don't count them. If you count them, you bring out the point that we're the less, we're so little, so little people, and then we're bittul barav. Don't count them. Abba, if Yidin do Rutz Hashem, you're allowed to count them. Why? Why not to count them? They're still the least in the world. They still bring out the concept of Bittul Barav. Says no. There's a luch in Yeridaya. If a piece of chaylev falls into a pot, kezayis, you have to have 60 times claim the kezayis, become butl. Supposing this piece of chaylev is connected one with a piece of kusher fleisch, big massive piece of kusher fleisch, and with a small piece of chaylev. Then it's not enough to be mevatel only the chaylev, you have to mevatel the whole piece. So normally we'd say chaylev falls into a pot, And if 60 tons, the chaylev, small piece of chaylev, 60, okay. But if the chaylev is connected to a big piece of meat, it's no need to be battle the chaylev, battle the whole piece. If Yidin serve a Kudush Buchin, they become connected to a Kudush Buchin, the Goyim can't say, well, the Yidin are the least mevatel you. Sorry, we're connected to the Eibishter, you can't be mevatel us. Said Rabbi Ramaylech, Bezman she Yisrael, ein oysa wa tzoyna shal mokem, then you don't count them, because if you count them, you pay, bring a point that you're the least, and you become butel, you meet. But if Yidin do a tzoyna shal mokem, the Atlam Adwaikim Hashem, like we become connected to the Eibishter, they can't say we're mevatel us, because we're connected to the Eibishter. And you can't be mevatel the Eibishter is so great. It's not enough to mevatel us, we're part of Hashem, you can't be mevatel us. And this is Rabbi Ramaylech, this week's Sedra. But ask a kasha, let's understand. Why touch? What's the reason? What's the reason that a small bit of chaylev is connected to a big piece of meat, it can't become butl? Why? The flesh is kosher. Only the chaylev is the problem. What's the problem? Why do we say because it's connected to the kosher meat, it can't be vat? What's the pshat? Pshat zazoy. We hold the tam keikya. First, the chaylev gives a taste into the piece of meat, and it gets a taste of chaylev. Then we say the whole piece of kosher flesh becomes like the chaylev, and now it's full of chaylev. That's pshat. The reason why we say that when a piece of chaylev is connected to meat, it can't become butl is because first the chaylev gives a taste into the kosher flesh. And now the kosher flesh is full of taste of chaylev. It's as if it's all chaylev, now it can't become butl. So let's understand the nimshel. What's pshat nimshel here? Klal Yisrael and the Eibishter. We're connected to the Eibishter. Why do they go after the Eibishter as well? Mizam Pshat, first we give taste to the Eibishter, we give taste to the Eibishter, then the Eibishter is one with us, and then the copy of battle. What's the taste? The mitzvah masim toibah. We do mitzvah masim toibah, we treat Hashem. First we treat Hashem, and then Hashem helps us not become butl. If Rabbi Meilech compares the Indian of Klaliswal to Esa Dovik, but in of Dovik, because the Chayla gives a taste of the kosher of flesh, it becomes one, and then the copy of battle it. He is saying, Klal Yisrael become connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. How? Because we say it ni ois lelekim, that Yidin give for the Eibishter a koyach, the Yidin grant Hashem with mitzvahs masim toivim, so we give taste to Hashem. Every mitzvah we do, every avayra which we don't do, we give a taste to Hashem, a taste of a tam, of a mitzvah. And it goes into Kodesh Baruch Hu v'yochel, and Hashem, then Kodesh Baruch Hu goes one with us, and then we can't become butl. So it's the same concept. And we see, as Kila Moide, the Beshabbos nit the Torah. Shabbos was given for Klal Yisrael. The Torah was given on Shabbos. Why? Also, the Murah, Shabbos Murah Stava. Why was Shabbos given before and Murah before Kibbutz Torah? Shabbos is this limit. Shabbos is the Oisius Tushin, the Ruchina. Shabbos is the Oisius Boishas, the Bisha, Banova. But Shabbos is also a day when Kodesh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael for the children of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Go Shabbos Chayim Misa. Only a Yid can go on Shabbos. Because Shabbos teaches you a Buru Lamokim. So Shabbos teaches both concepts. The concept of Tshiva. The concept of Boishas is supposed to be humble and be ashamed of the virus. But nevertheless, only a Yid can go on Shabbos. Not a Goy. A Goy can't go on Shabbos. Why? Because we're Buru Lamokim. But the Shabbos teaches us that we're loved by Kodesh Baruch Hu. As the Rashi brings down from the Hechaz of the Tshuva, Shabbos, Gematria 702, saying Gematria is a Havah B'chol Life, a Havah B'chol Nefesh, a Havah B'chol Moed, saying Gematria 702. Shabbos is the day of a Havah. That's why Shabbos is not Shabbos, not the Torah. Because the Torah to be become of have both concepts, the concept of the end of Tshuva, of the end of Yoyim HaMiyiches. Maybe that's why we eat Milchis on Shvius, Achul Achulav. So the Gemara tells us what's chulav. Dam neche v'nasa chulav. It starts with dam. It becomes chulav. Dam is the gif. We take the gif. The more a person dreit him at the gif, the more a person becomes humble. And he takes away the kirch gif. The more vet chulav. Chulav gush taivis lahagif, baboy gerasteichu. Chulav teaches us the more a person takes away the dam, the more a person takes away the guf, the more a person is humble, the more he should be happy, because through that becomes kirch akudish buchi, and the zoyche techaste Hashem. And Hashem will help us, the zoyche to be afshayches with these holy debirim, and live with the Indian to realize how close we are to akudish buchi, and never be miyayish, and always realize that we can get akudish buchi in achas riach, and be zoyche to all the bruchas.